This is Karen Lyle with Salesport Talk in London, England. 9 all-female teams descended on cows for the first ever Women's J70 Open Championship, hosted by the Royal Thames Yacht Club. The crews were up bright and early on Saturday morning in anticipation and were greeted by a delicious selection of pastries and very little wind. Launching from Shepherd's Wharf Marina, boats were towed out to the race area to wait for the wind, battling the tide until about 1 p.m. The format of the racing was a 45-minute fleet race with 2 windward and leeward laps. The first race was a closely fought battle between the Royal Thames Yacht Club Academy, Open Teams, and Oxford University Yacht Club, with the Academy winning the race. The light winds and strong tides remained for a challenging and close second race, with Cambridge University Cruising Club winning the race. After the race, there was a drinks reception, courtesy of the Slingsby Gin Company of Harrogate, followed by a regatta dinner at the Sir Max Atkin Museum. Spirits were high as the teams prepared to carry the evening on into the early hours. Rear Commodore, Sailing, and Chief Race Officer Jennifer Woods reflected on the event, remarking on the growth and success of women's sailing. Sunday brought very different conditions with 20 to 25 knots. It paid off to have a fifth woman on board. The second day belonged to the Royal Yacht Club Academy team with 3 straight bullets. The battle for second place remained tight between Royal Southern Younger members, Royal Ocean Racing Club, and Oxford University Yacht Club, with a nasty brooch in race 4 knocking Oxford University Yacht Club out of contention. The Thames Academy's team's upwind pace was unrivaled, something which was required when a tear in the spinnaker rendered it out of action with one race and no discards remaining. Final race win cemented the Academy's position at the top of the leaderboard. The winning team, captained by Rachel Tilley, included Anna Prescott Helm, Kat Wallace, Mia Harnett, and Emily Wiltshire. This event would not have taken place without the hard work of Rosa McNeil, Jenny Woods, and the support of the event sponsors. We hope that this event becomes a permanent fixture in the calendar and a lasting legacy for Jenny's time as Rear Commodore. A special thanks to all the teams that competed: Royal Yacht Club Academy, Royal Southern Yacht Club, Royal Ocean Racing Club, Oxford University Yacht Club, Cambridge University Cruising Club, Royal Lymington Yacht Club. This concludes this week's race report on Salesport Talk with Karen Lyle.
All right, welcome back to the show. Rick Tilda with you. It's Tuesday at 9:40. We do a Salesport.com segment on sailing for all you sailors out there. I'm sure you're excited about it. Karen Lyle's not here. She's actually in Europe. We just missed each other. We waved over the Atlantic. Not really. But she recorded something, and here it is.
This is Karen Lyle of Salesport Talk, and I am in central London with Rear Commodore Jennifer Woods of the Royal Thames Yacht Club. It's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much for having me as your guest.
Thank you. You're more than welcome. It's a delight to have you in our club.
So we are speaking to an audience of 82 million people in 168 countries, and for 29 weeks we have been talking about Salesport, but your club was there in the very beginning. Back in the very early days with the first yacht races. Can you tell us a little bit about the provenance of your club?
Absolutely. We were formed in 1775 when the Duke of Cumberland put up a silver trophy for a race between one of the London bridges, so Vauxhall Bridge and Putney Bridge. And after that event, a solid silver cup was awarded. In subsequent years, that happened every single year. Not so much these days, I'm afraid, because we can't afford the solid silver cups. But you will see in our trophy room that we do have that original cup still here, which is awarded every year. We have a Cumberland, every other year we have a Cumberland Cup regatta, and we invite our reciprocal clubs from all over the world to come and join in that. And that cup is then awarded at that event.
And whoever wins the cup has that cup hosted in their club for the year?
No, whoever wins the cup, they have their name put on part of the trophy. But unfortunately, we do retain the cup in this club in our vaults because It is believed that that is the oldest yacht racing trophy there is in the world.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's quite some provenance.
It is. Yeah. So anything that we have to talk about Sailsport has to involve your club.
I hope so. I would sincerely hope so, yes, because as the we are the oldest continuously operating club in the world, and our 250th anniversary will be in 2025, which we're looking forward to celebrating here.
That sounds wonderful. Well, speaking of the future, you are also working with the youth for the future of Sailsport. What are you doing with this in your club?
We have a very active sailing academy, which was started approximately 10, 15 years ago. And so we recruit members to that, which are from many of our universities and from the youth who have been doing the circuit in the likes of Fireflies and so on around the country. And they come and join us, and we look after them whilst they're in our care and send them off to race all over the world. And they are very, very successful. So we are very passionate about our academy. And yeah, they are the future of our yacht club. You know, they're the ones who are going to become the likes of myself, hopefully, in years to come.
And you also have two fleets of boats and about 30 races a year that
Correct.
You continue.
Yes. We have a fleet of boats that we keep quite close to the club, just down near Heathrow Airport. We have a fleet of J80s that we tend to team race in rather than fleet race. We do a bit of fleet racing in them, but it's mostly team racing and match racing. And then we operate those between the months of September through to beginning of May, probably. And then we move down to the Solent near Cowes, where we keep our J70s, and we race those, which tends to be fleet racing, in the summer months.
And you were at the SailGP race in Cowes recently.
I was, yes, because that was just before Cowes Week, which we're also heavily involved in. We're one of the participating clubs in Cowes Week who run the racing, but it was a joy to be able to watch the SailGP and the thrills and spills of that event. I must admit, it was quite something.
Well, it's the newest race.
It is, without a doubt. So yes, very, very exciting. Though sadly, one of the days in Cowes had to be cancelled because the weather was just so atrocious. But no, it was exciting to go and watch them actually perform.
And I think that one of the things that SailGP is bringing is public awareness beyond the normal sailing community to the spectator aspect of the sport.
Absolutely. I think sailing often isn't considered to be a great spectator sport, and people do quite enjoy seeing boats capsize, I'm afraid, and everything else, a bit like motor racing, really, isn't it? But they do enjoy that side of things, and I think SailGP, without a doubt, has brought that to the sport. And the fact that they're travelling all around the world, and I know that next year they will be back during Cowes Week again, to put on their fantastic racing and inspire, hopefully, another new generation.
Well, it's a very different kind of racing at that level because the boats are traveling at such high speeds. Much different from something in the neighborhood of 10 to 20 knots, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, not even that in a lot
That's
of instances,
right.
I must admit. I mean, I've done a lot of cruising in my days, and my goodness, we'll be lucky if we ever see anything like 10 knots, let alone 10 to 20. But no, the SailGP is very, very exciting. And I think, you know, now that the America's Cup equally has moved along, it's a completely different sight. Seeing these boats foiling and seeing those catamarans is very exciting. And I hope that that will inspire people.
In a yacht club, you have not just racers, but cruisers.
Absolutely.
And racing is really not the entire population of a yacht club.
I think actually racing is a very small part of our membership, actually. Mm-hmm. The majority of our members, I would say, are more cruisers, and we do cruise throughout the world. I mean, as a club, we put on rallies where our members join together in various parts of the world, and they will either charter or bring their own yachts along. And it's very social, informal, and it's a good way of getting our members just to talk to one another and join in.
And this coming weekend, you have a cruising event.
We do.
And I was intrigued in how you had the cruisers display their skills, as it were.
Well, in the twice a year, we do a thing called the Autumn Excuse and the Spring Excuse. And the Autumn Excuse traditionally would include some of the members playing golf, some of the members sailing, and some of the members shooting, because they would get a very British club. So this weekend we have the sailors, and they will meet this evening, and they will go off and they will do what we call a navigational exercise to the next port. Then they will have a very good evening tomorrow night.
A party, I hope.
Absolutely. We always have a party.
And it really is a lot about the party. And you have a marvelous chef. Had a wonderful lunch here today.
Thank you.
Really,
yes,
appreciated
we do.
That.
We're very proud of our expertise in the great culinary and also in our wines, which are quite exceptional.
They are. Mm. So you also sail yourself. And are you one of the recreational cruising sailors or one of the sail sport sailors?
Both, really. I was brought up to sail literally all of my life. And I have spent time racing competitively in what I would term as big boat racing, i.e. a boat that's got a downstairs, and in keelboat racing as well. But, you know, as time goes on, you think, maybe I've had enough of this and I like a bit more comfort. So now I tend to cruise, which is very nice, and it's a lovely way to spend time with friends and family in a convivial atmosphere, and to sail in the Mediterranean or even the UK.
So in your particular club, you have connections to other yacht clubs around the world, because these people come to your club to race and your people go to their clubs to race.
Absolutely. We have a very broad spectrum of reciprocal members or reciprocal clubs throughout the world. So, you know, from Australia to New Zealand to Hong Kong, the US, of course, and, you know, down to South Africa and so on. So, yes, we're very lucky to have such a wide breadth of associate clubs that will come and race and be invited to come to us, which they willingly do, and we have a great time entertaining them.
What do you think happens when people of all these different countries come together to race? How does it change the culture or face of sailing?
I think it gives everybody an opportunity to talk about what's happening, you know, with boat design and so on. But also it just shows that camaraderie between the clubs. I mean, after all, we're all in this together. We all have a passion for yachts and sailing and racing. And it's just good that we have a platform where we can join together.
Have you had any experience on the water where it was just a stunning moment for you, something that was pivotal in developing your love of sailing?
I think as a child, yes, my father used to take me to race in Cowswick, and which I remember really very well, and him calling me and saying, look, Jennifer, those are 12 metres, and that is something really special to look at. And then equally earlier on this year, I was lucky enough to be invited to your yacht club for their 175th anniversary. And so I watched the 12 metres there, both the classics and the moderns, and it was just evoked all those memories I had as a young girl.
We had an opportunity to cover some of those races on our show. It was delightful. The 12 metres are an amazing boat.
They are very, very beautiful boats, I must admit. And then, yeah, equally to see the new boats that the yacht club have, the IC37s, of which one of our members and hopefully my successor to this job owns. And yeah, that is a way forward as well. I think to see those boats all on a start line was something else.
Well, and I didn't really mention it before, but we should come back to this fact that you are a woman in a role that has never been held by a woman since 1775, and that's the rear commodore role. What would you say for future women considering being in positions of leadership?
I think I felt very honoured, I must admit, when I was asked if I would become rear commodore sailing of the Royal Thames. To begin with, I was surprised that they were asking me, but when I realised that actually it was a serious proposition, I was very thrilled, and I've enjoyed the role enormously as a you know, just being the face of the Royal Thames, and I think it's important that women are considered. I don't see why they shouldn't be. I'm no different to anybody else, man or woman, and I hope that now that we've broken this glass ceiling, that there will be many more women to follow me.
Well, congratulations on your accomplishments to gain the trust of such a venerated and historic club. It's really marvelous to be able to have this opportunity to meet with you. We have just a couple minutes more. Can you tell us a little bit about the mix of royalty and those who are not royalty in your club? Because your club is set up a little bit differently than many of the clubs in America, for example, and some of the other countries.
That's true. I think, yes, we are very honored to be able to have three members of the royal family, starting with the Duke of Edinburgh, who heads up the top as our patron. And then we have, is our admiral. And then our patron is Prince Charles. And then his son, the Duke of York, is our commodore. So we are very honoured to have three members of the York royal family be part of our organisation.
Well, it seems to be that the one thing all yacht clubs have in common is it brings together people from all different backgrounds and all different parts of the world who have a love of sailing.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful thing, and I think there's something special about yachtsmen. No matter where they are, there's always a welcome smile, you know, the offer of some hospitality, and many a tale to tell over a glass of wine.
Well, I'm hoping to have a glass of wine with you sometime, and we'll have another tale. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Karen Lyle on Sailsport Talk, saying goodbye to Rear Commodore Jennifer Woods of the Royal Thames Yacht Club.
Thank you.